So I'm curious, what was the original idea that inspired you to build Write Freely?
Yes. So back in, I'd say late 2014, a couple ideas were kind of coming together. One, I was thinking a lot about privacy at the time, just being anonymous on the web and, not really feeling comfortable writing in any place online, just thinking about ads and, social media tracking you and stuff. And I also kind of noticed something, on in the world of like Pastebin sites, which is like this tool that, programmers use to share a snippet of code.
Sure.
People were using these tools to actually share just regular old writing and poetry and stuff. And, the thing about those sites where they didn't look very good. So I was thinking, hey, maybe we should combine kind of the simplicity and the anonymity of sites like Pastebin with like a really nice design, like Medium or something. So the original idea was really like, hey, I just want to write something and put it online with nothing in my way. And that kind of started it all. It really evolved from there.
Nice. So you mentioned privacy and anonymous writing. I'm curious, what does Write Freely do to sort of help you be more anonymous than, say, well, I guess it'd be easy versus Medium, but say versus a WordPress site?
Yeah, so the biggest one is just minimal data collection. It's more important for like our hosted service, right, as because you're handing your data over to a third party, us, and we don't necessarily need to know your email address or kind of your real life identity. So everything's kind of built around that idea. And the other thing is, you might want to write under different pen names. You might want to have a professional blog and a personal blog all on the same platform. And we make it very easy to do that. So to add new blogs, it's as easy as publishing a post. It's very quick to throw up new sites. So those are some of the
Oh,
ways.
fascinating. Yeah, often that's a big thing is, right? You have a blog about a certain topic and then it's like, I have this other thing I want to say. It doesn't really fit with that audience. Do I put it on Medium? I guess, right? And that's sort of the thing that makes it hard to keep a blog going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I have a main blog. I have a larger audience there. Sometimes I just want to kind of throw out a quick thought that isn't fully, thought through, and I can easily add a new blog for that, which, I've done. So it's really nice for that.
So beyond that, so we've got quickly writing stuff, and you've got basically being able to spin up a new blog in a couple clicks. What otherwise would be your core pitch for Write As if someone's, or rather for Write Freely if you're self-hosting, or Write As if you're using a hosted plan versus other CMSs, similar to say WordPress or Ghost, or do you see this over time being something more of like an open social network, like what's it called, Mastodon?
Yeah, Mastodon. So I mean, kind of the core idea that we're going for is like write freely, write as helps you write more. Whereas these other content management systems, it's kind of in the name, you're managing content. Well, when you're using the software, we want you to feel like you're just writing. You're just putting your words down and hitting publish, and like the software takes care of everything from that point. So everything's really built around that from, when you first sign in, you land on the editor screen instead of some kind of dashboard or analytics or anything. It's like, if you want to write something, this should be almost a reflex to go here and start putting your thoughts down. So I think really in compared to other platforms, I say we're more of a just writing and publishing platform. And it kind of exists in the space, maybe closer to like something like Tumblr or something where it's very low friction. There is a social element to it. You mentioned Mastodon. We actually use the same decentralized social protocol that Mastodon uses. So you can actually use Mastodon and follow a Write Freely blog and interact with it in the social space.
Interesting. Yeah, it seems like there's a missing component sort of what blogs had promised originally with, say, link backs and track backs that was almost trying to get that original web idea of two-way links, right? Where you could say, write something, someone else follows up, and then you would see that they had followed up without having even followed their site, and then you could respond and whatnot. And that's so often fallen by the wayside.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think blogs have been kind of I think it needs some fresh thinking in a lot of ways to maybe even take a lot of what we've learned from the social media world and bring it back and apply it to, okay, the independent web and independent blogs and sites. So, yeah.
So it feels like writing in general, books especially, but blogs as well, they can be far more valuable over time than empirical content on social networks and, say, videos on TikTok. But writing takes a long time to get that buildup of whether it's social traffic or whether it's newsletter followers or whatever. How do you think writers can build an audience faster? And is there any way that basically that Write Freely, Write As helps here, or that just tips you have broadly from building a blogging platform?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, part of building this, I've also, you know, dog fooded. I have tons of blogs hosted with Write As, Write Freely. And what's worked for me personally is especially finding like communities online, whether it's on large networks like Twitter or something, but also kind of these niche networks. You know, in 2014, I was in a place called Tilted Town, and there's this, you know, that's a whole world right there. And just like finding kind of people who resonate with some of the ideas and putting it out in places where you can kind of get a quick little feedback loop. It encourages you to kind of write more and keep on doing it and keep producing content. So, I mean, you know, the way that the software really helps with that, I think, is, again, kind of making that low friction and just saying, if you just have, especially if you're just getting started, I think this is, it's, you know, you don't need to set up a whole entire WordPress site, you know, just start putting your thoughts out there, sharing the links, and then see what people think about it. And I think that helps get the engine going, basically.
Definitely. Yeah. It's, basically, it's almost improv, right? Like it's mm-hmm. it's yes and. So you take an idea, you just run with it, and then you right. see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So what's next for Write As? What are you most excited about building out as the next thing for the whole Write Freely suite mm-hmm. of software?
Yeah, so next we have kind of three exciting things. The Write Freely open source software behind everything is hitting version 1.0. Later this year. It's been open source for about 3 years now. So that's kind of saying, hey, it's stable now. Everyone should be running it. But it's been running great, you know, for the people who have been self-hosting. The other thing is we're really focused on multiplayer blogs. So if you have a lot of authors publishing to the same blog, we'll finally support that as opposed to just individual writers. But we're going to have an interesting approach to that where it's not, you know, we will cater to publications and, you know, these larger organizations. But I mean, even something like a couple, you know, both sharing updates to their blog and sharing that blog with their family, you know, we're going to cater to these more smaller use cases that I don't think are being answered by other platforms. And the last one is we're going to be releasing more of a social side to it through something called Remark As, where there is going to be more interaction, comments, a new twist on that, you know, again, using those protocol, you know, open web protocols. So yeah, those are kind of the big things coming up next.
Fascinating. Comments are one thing that are basically so bad on most blogs that most right. blogs have just decided to turn them off and just rely on Twitter.
Exactly.
So any improvement there would be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping to avoid that. And it'll mostly be through context and kind of these new ideas. So yeah.
Exciting. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.